The Pre-Game Proverb, a biblical way to start the day. Here's John Rayner.
Today, our Psalms reveals a total dependence on the Lord. So we got David once again appealing to God, saying, please, 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 I'm at a real low point between myself and my enemies. Lord, please help me. So here's Psalms chapter 9, verse 13. Lord, have mercy on me. See how my enemies torment me. Snatch me back from the jaws of death. So David's saying, Lord, please help me out here. Look at how my persecutors, they're making me suffer mentally. I'm suffering physically. They brought me to the absolute worst part of my life. I'm about to die, God. Please, please, please save me. So let's take a look at that now through the prism of our own lives. When someone does something bad to us, when we've got an enemy, and they torment us, and they make us suffer like David did, mentally and physically, we want to get him back. We want revenge. Think they hit me, now I'm going to go and hit them back twice as hard as they hit me. But let's look at how David approaches this. He's beyond an internal dialogue like that, dreaming of how he's going to make his enemies feel the same pain he is. David's not about that right now. Instead, he's appealing straight to God because he knows that God is stronger than his enemies. And he also knows that God ultimately put him in this situation. The enemy's chasing David. That's the will of God. And so David goes to God accordingly. Now, let's take this to the New Testament real quick. We've got Paul's letters to the Romans, and on the subject of revenge, here's what he says in Romans 12:19. He says, never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. But vengeance is the Lord's, it's not ours. So, moreover, we leave these things between us and our enemies, these differences that we have, let those be solved by God, because God is going to see everything through. And then one final verse that reminds us to use kindness and not violence. It says, this is the last chapter in Romans 12. It says, but if your enemy is hungry, feed him. And if he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Speaking in a figurative sense there. But reminds us that when we're facing off against an enemy and our human nature wants us to get even with them, let's remember that God's going to sort it out just like he was dealing with David's stuff, and to stay humble. And instead of slaying our enemies, we should actually serve them. That's what it says. If they're hungry, give them something to eat and drink. Now, this is a tough pill for us to swallow when our pride starts to take over. But the word here reminds us to keep that in check. And our Psalms remind us to leave all those things to the Lord because he's got control over everything. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
The Pre-Game Proverb with John Rayner. Look for it on all podcast platforms and have it delivered to your smartphone. The Pre-Game Proverb, proud partners of The Bar, the Biblical and Reformed Podcast Network.